子。
Morning, everybody. Good morning. It's fantastic to see you all here. I'm Jody Hyman. I direct the Institute for Health and Social Policy, and it's just an enormous pleasure to welcome you all here to this conference on making equal rights real. We're going to have a little switch in order, and that's because we're still waiting for Erwin Cutler to come, and we have such a jam-packed schedule and a fantastic schedule that we don't want to hold it up. I'm going to do the introduction. If we're fortunate and he comes in the 5 minutes where you hear about the conference, great, we'll keep the same order. If not, we'll just get rolling. I'll tell you about the World Initiative. We'll flip-flop the first two. I'm sorry you don't get the inspirational talk first that we have planned, but we know there's going to be lots inspirational from what everybody here has to contribute. So, first, who's here? Just so you know a little bit about each other. We have folks here from 27 countries, from 51 organizations who are working on making equal rights real, and 16 universities. We know that an enormous amount of what can happen today is the chance to learn from each other. So we're really going to try to do this in a way that there's plenty of time to talk, both in breaks and during sessions. A number of folks have asked about the focus of the conference, so I just want to give a very brief introduction to that. Why are we focusing on the making rights real part? That's really about a few elements. One is being concerned that there are fantastic conventions, international agreements, but that don't always get translated into law or policy. We have a project, I'll show you for a few minutes afterwards, that actually maps where legislation has happened around the world, and there are big gaps just between the signing and passing of laws. Then we all know there are many more gaps between laws and policies being on paper and where they work in practice. What we hope will happen over the next several hours is that we'll hear a lot about solutions, that we're going to share them with each other, about what has worked in the past for each of us, about what would work, and we're going to have the opportunity to learn across fields about that. Now, the equal rights focus and the equity focus really is for a single reason, and that's so that we can keep in mind for any of these rights whether they're being implemented for everyone. I think the most telling story about this is some of the progress on health that's been made over the past half century. The world as a whole is healthier. Many countries are healthier. We see great progress in terms of life expectancy, et cetera. At the same time, we see the disparities widening, greater inequalities across class, greater inequalities across racial and ethnic groups. So we're hoping that by having that front and center on all our minds, we'll keep in the dialogue, how are we going to make rights happen, not just for one group or better on average, but really better for everyone. So a quick word about the game rules for the conference. I'm going to ask speakers, and the chairs of each panel will ask speakers to stick to time. Tinka and Parma from the Institute are going to be fantastic sitting up here helping. The reason for that is not that we don't think the speakers have a lot to say. They do. It's because we know you all have a lot to contribute to. We'll ask participants in the audience, please come up, be vocal, come to the mics, but also make sure to make room for everybody to have a chance to talk. And the breaks, we purposely, if you want to know why we have these three breaks spread throughout the day, it's because we know a lot of what's important will happen during those breaks, and everybody should feel free to come up to anyone else in the conference. So welcome. It's great to have you here. Now, I'm going to dive right in to what we're doing around the world, but let me first give a little motivation for this. I've talked at conferences around the world about a series of legal rights, and one of the things I've been struck by is how often people don't know the rights in their own country. Each of us doesn't know the rights in our own country. How many people here are Canadian? Okay, so we have a lot of Canadians here. Now, how many of you who are Canadian don't know, because I realize some of you will know, but how many of you don't know whether or not women have a right to breastfeed while they work? Okay, a few hands. And I can say that before we looked into it, I didn't know either. How many know in their province whether you can be fired from your job if you get sick? So how many don't know in their province? So there are a lot of these basic rights that we don't know about our own countries. I know that I was in a meeting in Australia at a time when they were hotly debating whether to have paid parental leave. That's because very few countries except the United States, Australia, Lesotho, Papua New Guinea, and Liberia at the time did not have it. And yet still you would ask experts, do they have paid parental leave? And they would argue in the room as to whether they had it. So one of the goals of this project has been so that people would know what rights they have and be able to claim them. And they would also know what rights other countries have and be able to say, why don't we have it? So I'm going to go through this briefly and just tell you what we have. The reason I'm going to do this is really as a resource for everybody in the room and to welcome collaborations. We're starting, it's a slow project because we're trying to gather information on 192 countries around the world out of 192 UN nations to figure out what the laws are on the books, what rights there are, and then to help create this tool for advocates to be able to work for better legislation, for policymakers who want to look at whether they're up to the same standard as the rest of their region, to be able to look at that. So we're trying to start to map policies around the world. It's called the World Data Center. That comes from World Legal Rights Data. And then it's meant as a public use tool, but also a research tool. Right now, it has a series of components. We know about what rights are around work and family. I do want to bring this from the abstraction down to the practical. The reason we looked at some of the rights, for example, around working families is being in countries where women couldn't get jobs if they had kids, where people were being tested to see if they were pregnant, where men were losing jobs if they stayed home to care for kids. The reason we look at discrimination and equity should be straightforward. I think we all know the extent to which there is discrimination across race, ethnicity, religion, disability, sexual orientation, a series of features. So we have these different social policy areas. You see them there, education, child labor. I saw from the door that we're fortunate that we're in colleagues going to be here in a couple minutes, so I'm going to go through these quickly, but I hope it will just be a way for you to know what we're going to be rolling out over the course at the Institute of, over the course of the next 5 years. The first piece is already online. It looks at countries around the world, annual leave, sick leave, night work, breastfeeding leave, mandatory days of rest, a series of labor conditions relevant to individual workers and relevant to workers with families. What it allows you to do is map where the world stands. Now, I don't know whether you can see from the back, do we have any U.S. citizens in the audience? Okay, so you're all in the back. So the question is, can you see what color the U.S. is? Anybody? Red, it's red. Okay, so it's red because there's no paid sick leave in the United States. In case, you can see from the slide that 98 countries offer at least 6 months. The United States is now hotly debating whether they can afford to offer 7 days. So over 160 countries, welcome, offer some kind of paid sick leave. If I spent all morning, which I won't, but if I spent all morning showing you all of our labor slides, what you would see from the back is that the United States is always red. So it's lacking paid sick leave, it's lacking paid parental leave, it's lacking paid annual leave. But this kind of map helps us do this. Now, we do, fortunately, have folks from 27 countries here. If you want to know how your country is doing, in some countries, including Canada, have other maps they don't look as perfect on, www.raisingtheglobalfloor.org, you can now map labor policies for all around the world. Now, our hope is that this is just one other map, and this is paid parental leave. I warned you that the United States would always be red. I know Australia stands out on this along with Papua New Guinea, but I should tell you that Australia has passed paid parental leave. They will have it. They'll no longer be red. And in fairness to Papua New Guinea, they have 6 days of paid sick leave you can use for maternity leave. So the United States is getting more and more isolated. But there are interesting maps there for every part of the world and for what's lacking. You can map the entire world, but you can also compare any country you're interested in to like countries economically or to other countries in the region. Over the next 4 or 5 years, we hope to roll out this public use tool for a series of areas. So for constitutions around the world, we're looking at civil rights, education, family, health, legal rights, political rights, work rights, and whether or not they're equally guaranteed across all the groups you see there. So by age, citizenship, disability, language, national origin, race, ethnicity, religion, sex, gender, sexual orientation. And that will allow us to start to map, again, what's happening in terms of equity and equal rights around the world. This is just a sample map. Looking at the countries that guarantee equality before the law to everybody within their borders. We do this for a series of different rights. We do it for civil rights. We do it for political rights. And it's stark what stands out. In this one, you might notice the only country that's really bright red here is Iran, and it's around freedom of religion. Okay. Education is not done largely by law. Education is largely done by policy. We have constitutions which do guarantee rights to free education, guarantee language rights, and a series of interesting rights within them. But most of it is policy, and we map that as well from pre-primary through tertiary, affordability, class size, teacher training. And again, that's one that we will be rolling out both as a public use tool over time and that we welcome collaborations on. This one looks at special education. We do that as part of our equity focus. And you can see that 8 countries had no special education provisions, 16 had no public sector special education, and many more have too limited special education compared to what they should have. And many of these are not fully inclusive. We do have separate maps looking at level of inclusion. We have a database on child labor, and I think the reason for that is pretty clear, but again, we'll be able to look at, for example, who is not preventing hazardous labor for adolescents. I throw this map up there just to say it's not always predictable which will be the countries without protections. Finally, we have a database right now that's already set up and starting to roll on poverty. It's looking at, can you lift yourself out of poverty by minimum wage? Is the wage adequate for living wage, for exiting poverty? What are the benefits if you don't have work? What are the unemployment policies? What are policies for families? Those targeting individuals with disabilities? Those giving income assistance to the elderly? We're going to be building this across a range of other areas. We hope to also add the environment. We hope to add healthcare policies. You'll see a range of areas being added over time. If we can get the funding, we're looking to add a broader vision of disability and inclusion. And the goals are to help hold governments accountable for agreements they've already signed, to identify which policies work. Once you know the policies, it's amazing what you can find out. We have long had heard the argument in the United States that the U.S. can't afford labor policies because it would tank the economy. This has been a theoretical argument. We now have the data to show that it doesn't. And if you look at the most competitive countries around the world, they have good labor policies. If you look at those with lowest unemployment, we also look at health outcomes. So we now have new work looking at how maternity leave actually lowers maternal mortality, one of the leading problems globally, and lowers infant mortality. We hope that these will allow really a rigorous way to look at the importance of making rights real and the protections. But we particularly hope that they're going to give us opportunity to collaborate with those who are focused on getting information out to citizens, to advocacy groups, and to policymakers. So we welcome collaborations on that. In the break, there's going to be a chance to play with the website live for those who want. But that's all on this, and it's really going to be my pleasure to introduce the keynote speaker. So let me totally change gears now. So we're going to have our keynote by Erwin Kottler. He's a member of the Privy Council for Canada, an officer of the Order of Canada, member of Parliament. He's a constitutional and comparative law scholar, international human rights lawyer. He's been a member of Parliament since 1999, former Minister of Justice, Attorney General of Canada. He's dedicated to humanitarian causes, and that's what led him to get the Order of Canada. He's serving as the official opposition special counsel for human rights and international justice and has a long and remarkable CV. But I'm going to set the pattern that I hope we'll have all day, which is brief introductions, give you the CV in the notebook, so that you can spend most of your time hearing what our fantastic speakers have to say. So please help join me in welcoming the Honorable Erwin Kottler.